Hey guys, so I'm here to answer Ms. Tark's ultra-sexy music questionnaire. Thank you, Ms. T. These questions are really fantastic. Normally, when I do a questionnaire, I can just answer them on the fly, but this actually took some time. Pen and paper were involved, so, in any case, I hope you enjoy my answers. Number one, choose one, and name your top five favorite. I went with bands and singers. So, I'll start with a Hawaiian gentleman named Israel Kamakavivohole, also known as Brother Iz. His most well-known song, or at least the one that gained the most commercial attention, was his version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's just him and his ukulele. Such an angelic voice. I was really late on the bandwagon, and deeply pained to realize, to discover that he'd passed away, like, long after I discovered him. But I love his music, I love his humor, and really, if we're gonna be honest, he reminds me of my dad, who also passed away. My dad's probably gonna be referenced a lot in this particular questionnaire. He was a musician, and he was the driving force behind my getting involved with music. I majored in music in college. So for most of my childhood, I was, hip deep in, playing gigs on the weekends with my dad and learning about, having a proper music education. Because he really wanted me to learn how to read music. He was self-taught. Could pick up any stringed instrument, for the most part, and play it, which, was like magic to me that he could do that. But he really wanted me to learn how to read music, so, there'll probably be more stories about him as we go through this, so, bear with me. My second selection is Pearl Jam. I know, we're swinging back to the other side of the spectrum now. I love Pearl Jam. They are the foundation of my college years soundtrack. I never tire of their music. And I really feel that their sound is just as relevant today as they were when they came out back in the 90s. Love them. Piggybacking off of my college year soundtrack would be Nine Inch Nails. Trent Reznor, yet another really talented musician. Plus, his songs are sexy as fuck. And yes, Trent will be making another... He'll be referenced again later in this questionnaire, too. Let's see, next one is Queen. I love Queen. Their songs never fail to put me in a good mood. And again, another fantastic voice with Freddie Mercury. They're wonderful. My final selection is a gentleman named Glenn Hansard. He's an Irish singer-songwriter. Was in a group called The Frames, and I think his most recent project was a duo with a woman named Markita Urglova, and they called themselves The Swell Season. He got his notice, or I guess his big commercial break. He and Markita had done a movie called Once, and this was a couple of years ago, they actually won the Oscar for Best Original Song. And the movie itself is lovely. It's a really lovely film. It's basically a love story about a busker, played by Hansard, who meets Marquita, and, you know, they realize that they have a really strong connection through their music. And you know, over the course of making music together, they fall in love. Glenn's music, his writing is impeccable, and the man can howl with so much emotion. You know, he can fill a music hall with his voice, no sound equipment needed. He's a real, real treat to listen to. Number two, first concert you remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV. the first concert I ever recall seeing on television was an HBO special by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Come on, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. My first live concert was Lionel Hampton. My hometown decided that they would try to host a jazz festival. And so they got Mr. Hampton as their headliner, which was huge for me. You know, like I had mentioned, my dad wanted me to play music with him. He actually tried to teach me how to play ukulele. Didn't really work out that well. I think at the time when he was trying to teach me, I was probably 8. I didn't really have the finger dexterity, and bless my father, he didn't really have the patience to teach an 8-year-old how to play a stringed instrument. He brought home a vibraphone. He purchased it from one of his musician friends, brought it home, handed me 2 mallets, and said, "Okay, I'm going to play a song, you try to keep up." And thus began my music education. After that, a lot of melodic percussion music, Arthur Lyman, Lionel Hampton, Gary Burton, got a lot of airplay in our house. So, you know, to have the opportunity to see one of these amazing musicians live was a dream come true for me. Worked my ass off to earn the $20 from allowance, out of allowance money, to buy the ticket. Excuse me. Had a really great time. Since it was on the lawn, so there was no assigned seating or anything, so my happy butt was parked right in the front row. And, a kid alone at a jazz festival kind of stands out, so you know, we had a few eye contact moments, and that was really a lot of fun. So, that was my first live concert. A song or a band that you used to love when you were younger. I loved Prince. His songs were sexual. He was a very sexual person. Purple Rain. The way he dressed, it really keyed into my hormone-riddled brain at the time. Come on, a yellow banana assless jumpsuit? Yeah. No. I still love his music, but yeah, I'm not as obsessed about him as I used to be. Number 4, if you can tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? This is actually the question that took me a while to mull over. I kept thinking about this, and one line that kept coming up over and over and over again was, "Gotta kick at the darkness till it beats daylight." And I honestly don't even like the song. song called Lovers, Lovers in a Dangerous Time. Bare Naked Ladies did a cover of that song. I don't even really like it. but that particular lyric just jumps out at me. And yeah, it's a reminder of, you know, I deal with depression and anxiety. I've dealt with it for many years, and you know, on those days when you're in the pit and you know, you don't want to get out of bed, you don't even want to sit up in bed, don't want to shower, you know, do all those things that we all take for granted, you know, that people do every day to live. Yeah, it just reminds me that I need to get off my ass and keep fighting. I'd have it on my wrist. It's a constant reminder. So, yeah. Number five, do you play any musical instruments, and is there one that you'd like to take up? I'd really love to play ukulele. I think it's time for me to learn. I've got the dexterity for it now, at least I hope so. You know, plus it's really great to see that it's such a popular instrument now. So yeah, I'd really love to learn to play that or cello or both. I really love cello music, and yeah, I mean, I know some of you are probably thinking it, but you know, having a really large wooden instrument in between my thighs, it's pretty hot. As for what I play, I really don't play anything anymore. I sang on occasion, but I used to play, mostly, I was a percussionist. Melodic percussion was my favorite, so you know, xylophone, bells, marimba, vibraphone, and then your standard percussion instruments. I played passable drums, just enough to get me through an orchestral piece. You know, could never, I never had the chops to do anything like drum corps, as far as like on the drum side of things. I did participate in marching band through high school and college, but in the pit side. And yeah, don't ask me to play drum set either. I am the most uncoordinated percussionist, which used to, I wouldn't say infuriate, but it probably did. It most definitely frustrated my percussion professor, who, you know, is an amazing set player. And for the life of him, he couldn't get me to play. I think I had the poor man questioning his abilities a few times. Let's see, I also play a little piano. And yeah, I think I mentioned in CB's question, it's something that I'm going to take up again. So yeah, that's what I used to play, and that's what I want to play. Is there a certain song or songs that makes you horny without fail? Yeah, this is where Trent comes back in. Hurt. I don't know what it is. Well, maybe I do. There's an aching in his voice, and yeah, it absolutely turns me on. You know, not in a, like, Barry White sort of, you know, boys to men, ooh baby, ooh, turn on, but really I need to tear your clothes off and sink my teeth into your neck, fuck me now, kind of turn on. Thievery Corporation, a lot of their music is fucking sexy as hell. Let's see. Yeah. I'm just gonna stick with those. Sorry, there was another song I thought I'd mention, but it's not coming to me. Maybe I'll add it later when I remember it. But hurt, absolutely, absolutely. Is there a song that everyone hates but you love, and a song that everyone loves but you hate? I really hated the Friday song. And, you know, it got so much attention. Unneeded. That song should not have been given any sort of attention. No. I'm actually annoyed that I'm thinking about the song. I've annoyed myself. Good job. Song that everyone hates but you love. In my circle of friends, it was Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Tub Thumping! That is such a wonderful and fun and perfect song. Yeah, and usually whenever it got played, people would groan. Like, fuck you, people. This is a great song. Yeah. Tub Thumping. And I bet all of you have the chorus in your head now, or at least I hope you do. if you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? I love musicals, but I really lack the knowledge to pick something. So I'm gonna go with I want to be a puppeteer on Avenue Q. There, I just love the mix of, you know, children's puppets and really raunchy, really raunchy songs. So yeah, Avenue Q. If you were an exotic dancer, what would your go-to song? What would be your go-to song? Oh man, I have two. Fat Bottom Girls by Queen and Brick House. Because baby, mama's got a fat ass and it needs to be celebrated. If you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? And please explain. Oh, it would be Cacophony in the Sheets. And it would be a collection of love songs covered by oboe and didgeridoo. Yeah. Is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? Please do tell. So, I'm just going to go on record and say that I'm really jealous over that Rude Canadian's Adele answer. Because it's so good. if you haven't listened to it, and shame on you, you really should listen to his questionnaire. He wanted to fuck Adele just because he was curious about what she'd sound like. You know, she's got an amazing voice. And just, yeah, wondering what sort of sound she'd make. It's brilliant, I love it. So since I can't use that answer, I just had it in my head. See, I was going to say Sting, just because of the whole tantric sex thing, but, damn it. I can't believe this. It was just in my head and it's gone away now. Fuck. Oh, fine, I'll just go with staying in the tantric sex thing. I know that it wasn't true, but, yeah. Still, again, getting to have sex in a really old castle. I can sort of see the appeal in that. Okay, so there we go. That's the end of Ms. Tark's ultra-sexy music questionnaire. And I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Bye.